Brooke's going to be going for 4 wins in a row today, and it's going to be a very special edition of Win Brooks Bucks, because in honor of March 17th, we're doing an entire version dedicated to St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I got some Irish in me.
Opponent today is going to be Natalie from Duval.
Oh,
greetings, Natalie.
Hello. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Nice. How many drinks have you had so far this morning?
Well, you know, I keep that under the table. Still early.
I like that the drinking is the only Irish tradition we know.
Yeah, there's literally a drink of Irish coffee for morning booze. Yeah. I love it.
Do you have any other St. Patrick's Day traditions in your family?
You know what? My daughter, she's 7 years old. She's been setting a lot of leprechaun traps. She's been trying to catch them. It involves a lot of glitter and sprinkles, and I trip over them every freaking day.
It's smart, though. All these people really investing in Bitcoin and stuff. No, you just got to catch a leprechaun.
It's a good point, Jose. You got a pot of gold right
Absolutely.
There. Yep. Your daughter's on to something.
All right. Well, let's send Brooke out of the studio. And while that happens, Natalie, you know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, you can say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Okie dokie. I'm ready.
All right. Your time starts now. New York City's St. Patrick's Day Parade has been happening since 1762, 1862, or 1962?
1962.
On St. Patrick's Day, are the bars of Ireland opened or closed?
Opened,
According to traditional Irish folklore, there's no such thing as female leprechauns. True or false?
True.
What do Irish people call their big trademark walking sticks?
Pats.
Since the 70s, McDonald's has sold over 80 million specialized beverages on St. Patty's Day. What's it called?
The green leprechaun drink.
All right.
I like it. It's catchy.
Answers are in. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. And while she's re-entering, Natalie, what's something interesting that the listener should know about you?
I have a hairless cat.
Okay.
I don't know if this is appropriate for radio. Honestly, this is too much information.
I don't know. I say good for you, girl.
Yeah, my kind of lady.
No, honestly, are these things cool? Because I have a husband who's allergic to cats, and we need a kitty in our life.
Oh, my gosh. We adopted her, and she is the best thing that has ever happened to me. I call her my soulmate. She's very needy, though. They need a lot of attention, and you have to give them a bath once a week, and that's
I'm out. Sorry,
angry.
I can't. 2 kids, too much work.
Yeah.
That's why I like cats. They're just no maintenance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Very high maintenance.
Okay.
Okay, Brooke, your turn. You ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. New York City's St. Patrick's Day Parade has been happening since 1762, 1862, or 1962?
1762.
On St. Patrick's Day, are the bars of Ireland opened or closed?
Closed.
According to traditional Irish folklore, there's no such thing as female leprechauns. True or false?
True.
What do Irish people call their big trademarked walking sticks?
Pass.
Since the 70s, McDonald's has sold over 80 million specialized beverages on St. Patty's Day.
Shamrock
shakes. Didn't even let me finish the question.
Did you want the name?
She likes them.
I'm not even going to tell you.
Okay.
We're just going to go to the scoreboard and find out how you did with Jose.
Uh-oh. Those kids are after me, Lucky Charm.
Bolaños.
Practically delicious. Natalie, you got one correct today.
Oh.
It's all good. Brooke.
Yeah, what I got?
You must be authentically Irish, because you got 4.
Hey.
Oh, sorry, Natalie.
Lucky number 4.
Yeah. Today it is.
Let's go over the answers for everybody here. New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade has been happening every year since 1762.
Whoa.
On St. Patrick's Day, the bars of Ireland are closed because it's a religious holiday.
Just like here.
Yeah.
According to Irish folklore, there is no such thing as female leprechauns. That is true. The Irish people call their big trademark walking sticks shillelaghs.
Shillelaghs.
Whatever it is.
Shillelagh.
There it is. Yeah, it's a shillelagh.
And McDonald's has sold over 80 million specialized beverages on St. Patty's Day. They're called Shamrock Shakes.
They're so good. Never look up the caloric intake of those things, though. Seriously.
Yeah, that's why I don't know about it.
So I'm sorry, Natalie, no cash today. But just for playing, you do get a $25 Disney Store gift card.
And
if you go online to the Disney Store and tell them that you know me, you'll get access to a bunch of hidden Disney titles. Like All Dogs Go to Art School, Robin Hood Men in Rompers, and Down, which is the very poorly received and horrific sequel to Up.
Horrific.
God, I thought Up made me cry.
Yeah. You should see what happens when the house goes 20,000 feet under the earth.
It's a quick movie.
So you enjoy that, Natalie.
Thank you. I sure will.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you and to all.
To everyone.
And we'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.